Hello, I'm Harris O'Brien, and today I'm here at Perth Museum. It's a new museum, opened less than a month ago. I'm here to see what I can find out about medieval Perthshire.
Right, so my name's Adam Harper. I work at Perth Museum. I'm a visitor experience assistant.
Adam, first of all, thank you for agreeing to do this interview.
No problem.
Can you tell me what you know about the medieval times?
Mm-hmm. The medieval period, very much steeped in religious devotion. It was a very dark time. We had executions, we had brutal ways of life. We lived under a different sort of social and economic system, which is what you would probably call feudalism, which means that peasants, serfs, plebs, quite impoverished, were quite agrarian. So that means they worked in the fields. They were often quite humble. So the most technically advanced thing is with the plough. So with a horse and a plough, that means people could start farms and they could sort of plough their fields in a more efficient way. Medieval people also surprisingly ate quite a lot of, well, they're quite resourceful of what they could eat. So for instance, a lot of them ate porpoise, which is so dolphins, badgers, squirrels, cats, dogs, anything that you can make. If you stick it in a pie, you could eat it. So it was a very backwards time relative to today. There was a lot of war, there was a lot of famine, and there was very little medical science or any science, to be honest.
Can you tell me a bit more on famine?
Yeah, sure. So famine can happen through sort of multiple ways. You can have sort of ecological disasters, you can have sort of not enough supply meeting the demand. So obviously back in the medieval era, you wouldn't have all the sort of organizational skills that we would do to feed the amount of people that there are on Earth. So that could happen. There was also probably more common than famine would be mini epidemics and pandemics. But obviously modern medicine wasn't a thing, so we don't have doctors as you would. You didn't have the medical knowledge. A lot of the sort of cures for diseases would be very speculative. It wouldn't be, you know, it would be stuff like ground up unicorn horns, which obviously don't exist. So it was a very religious time, a very dark time, and quite an ignorant time.
We've all seen all the films with all the great gruesome battles of medieval times. Would they actually be as common as they are portrayed to be?
Common? You would have things called skirmishes, so you'd probably have quite a lot of local feuds, but I don't think they would be on every week. And most of the kind of battles that last throughout the histories, they're usually between very large fighting forces. They'll all be marked in history. So, but I don't think it would happen every week. It wouldn't be as sort of, you know, it's not all gruesome, it's not all bloodshed, but there was quite a lot of violence, probably more so than nowadays.
Well, I can just ask where you learned this.
Yeah, so I did history in high school all the way to advanced higher. And then after that, I went to the University of Glasgow and I did a joint honours degree in history and sociology.
That's pretty much everything we wanted to ask you, but thank you for agreeing to this interview.
Yeah, you're very welcome.